talking a little bit about men's and women's magazines and how they'll give you that advice. You'll see those little advice columns, you know, like on a first date, don't do this or do that. And, you know, and stuff that's very common sense. Like you read it and you go, well, no kidding. But then you actually run into the people who need this advice in the general public, you know, when you're out on a date or whatever it may be. You know, whether it's the talking about exes and stuff, that's probably my biggest annoyance that I've ever run into on a date. Most of the times I can deal. I'm pretty good at shifting the conversation. You know, let's talk about, I don't know, me instead. Pretty swift. No, but honestly, it's not that bad, you know, and you can kind of tell if someone's like that, you probably do want to stay away from them. So, I mean, obviously these articles are written for a reason. So basically we're taking your examples of this morning at 539-9750 or 238-0975. Those instances in your dating life, your love life, that show that these articles are really necessary. And sometimes, don't get me wrong, sometimes there's good advice in there. Like stuff that you're like, oh, I never thought of that before. Huh, that's interesting. And then other times there's stuff that you're like, well, yeah, you know, I'm not that moronic. But they're out there. So share yours at 539-9750 or 238-0975. You got an example for us?
Yeah, my fiance and I went out on a date one time, and she brought along a friend. And this is like maybe 2 months after we were dating, stuff like that, and brought a friend with her to the restaurant just to get her opinion on me.
Oh.
And, I mean, she just goes whatever her friend thinks, and it just, I mean, I love her and stuff like that, but that just kind of bugged the crap out of me. I don't know why.
I bet. Did she actually tell you that's why she was bringing the friend along, or did you decipher that?
Well, I asked later. Well, she told me that she was going with it, and I said, okay, and I didn't think much of it and stuff, and then she told me afterwards why she brought her. I was like,
really?
Folks approve and everything like that and everything.
So it wasn't a double date or anything? Like it was just this other girl and then you two?
Well, I'm not really sure because later on she was sitting across from me at the table and then afterwards she had high heels on and proceeded to bring the heels between my legs. We'll just put it that way. So I don't know what it was.
Maybe that was part of the test.
Yeah, man. Yeah. She was trying to see how into trying to get, like, a threesome you were or something.
Well, I guess she was checking something else out trying to get her opinion. I don't know.
Good call, man.
Yeah.
See ya. Yeah, that is odd. You know, I mean, I could see somebody trying to be a little bit sneakier about it and work in a double date. You know, like, okay, you get a date with another person, and then that way you can stealthily check him out or whatever. You know?
Mm-hmm.
Or maybe have him come over and, like, pick you up or something, and then your friend happens to be there, like, oh, she was just over for blah, 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 and then you start having, like, I gotta go to the restroom real quick. Go ahead and do that womanly thing of staying in the restroom for half an hour, doing whatever, and then the girls has the conversation, and then a little bit more covert about it that way. Yeah.
It's Heather.
Hey.
Hey, tell the guys not to tell the girls I love you on the first date, okay?
That's happened?
That's happened to me once, yes. I love you. I think I really love you. I was like, I gotta go.
Wow.
Time to go home.
Yeah, I don't think I've even seen that tip in
yeah, Maxim it needs yet. To be in there. It's one of those stupid common sense things, but guys do it sometimes.
I love you.
You freak. Isn't that weird?
Yeah, just like over dinner, or where's it pop up at?
It was after dinner. Time to say goodbye. Maybe like a, you know, time for a little peck maybe or something like that.
Yeah.
And he just like all looked in my eyes. I love you. I was like, oh, God.
Jeez.
Peace out. We'll see you.
Yeah, there are. No, it's really, don't you hate being around people when they're trying to lay it on thick on somebody and you have to witness it secondhand?
That's really uncomfortable.
And then I feel for you having to do it. Because I have this friend, well, I'd say he's more of an acquaintance, who just, when he hits on girls just in general,
uh-huh.
I know that's a little bit different than what you're talking about, it
right.
just makes your skin crawl. Like, you're like,
yeah.
God, you know? And
you're like, poor her.
Yeah, it's like, he's basically ruining every other dude's chances just by your association.
Exactly. So weird.